This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome to another episode of A Motivational Monday with me, your boy Billy. What up, what up, what up? I hope everybody had a good week since the last episode. On this week's episode, I'll be breaking down the term throwing shade and I'll be rounding off my theme on rivalries. This will be the last episode in the series. This week, I might be doing one that I felt I couldn't talk about rivalries and beef without mentioning this particular rivalry, and that rivalry is between none other than AKA and Casper Nyovest. If you're a South African hip-hop fan, then you're probably sick and tired of this beef. But if you're not a South African hip-hop fan, then be ready, brace yourself for an interesting tale. With that said, let's get straight into it. So with this episode, I have to define what the phrase throwing shade means. The term throwing shade is when you say a diss or an insult to someone, but very indirectly, but in an obvious way. So maybe there's a particular thing that a person does that everybody knows. Like, so maybe let's say we all know a person who speaks very loudly and they can't be quiet. You could say something like, well, some people are very loud and we can't keep secrets. Everybody's gonna know who exactly you're talking about. And even that person might reply like, are you throwing shade at me or are you being shady right now? So when you're being shady, it's like you're lurking, you're throwing insults, but low key, they're not direct, because sometimes it's just a matter of you're not trying to come across as being rude or whatever. You're just saying the truth as it is, or maybe you just don't like the way a person does a certain thing. Throwing shade is really a form of banter, normally amongst friends. I know with myself and the squad, we always throw shade amongst each other. It's never anything personal, it's never anything that's meant to hurt anybody's feelings. It's always like in the spirit of banter and having fun. And like with most hip-hop beefs, that's how the rivalry starts. It's always with someone being shady, someone throwing shade, someone throwing subliminal jabs at someone. And obviously the public knows who is being spoken about. The artist who's throwing the shade might not say the name directly, but the listeners and everybody else knows who this person is. So that's why throwing shade usually leads to a beef or a rivalry. Now that you understand roughly what the phrase throwing shade means, I can get into the next segment of this podcast where I'll be dissecting the beef between AKA and Casper Nyovest. And before I get deep into the segment, I just want to say most of the things that I'm going to be saying are purely my opinion. Some of it is going to be fact, and most of the facts I'm going to have resourced so that you guys can check it out for yourselves. But most of the things I'm going to be saying are based on my opinion, my observation, because I live throughout this beef. This is a beef that I witnessed, unlike with the Park and Biggie beef that I heard of after it happened. With the AK and Casper beef, I actually lived during this time, and I was able to like witness firsthand the effects a beef has on two people. I'd like to take you back to about 2014. By 2014, let's say the beginning of 2014, let's say January 2014, AKA is basically the biggest hip-hop artist we have in South Africa. AKA is the poster child for hip-hop. But you gotta understand that South Africa is a house nation. Hip-hop is not the biggest genre we have. I mean, we have house, amapiano, gqom, all of that. There's so many other genres that South African people, I would say, prefer over hip-hop. But slowly but surely, hip-hop is gaining ground. And by 2014, hip-hop was in an okay state. You know, AKA was firmly running things. That's the same year when Casper Nyovest popped off with Kusheshe. And Kusheshe, guys, oh, that song was big. That's basically the song that put Casper on. After Kusheshe, Casper's career took off. And I think that's where the disconnect between AKA and Casper came. The beef between AKA and Casper basically started by both parties being shady towards each other. It was like, we as the public, as the fans, and as the listeners of the music, we knew that they were talking about each other, but they never really came out and directly said, yo, I'm talking about this person. Until the beef actually became apparent, where like they couldn't run away from from it anymore. And I think it was in 2015 where they both kind of admitted that there was something going on between them in terms of the beef and them not liking each other. I think it was 2015 when Casper came out with Beef. Oh my God. When Casper came out with Beef, Beef was a diss track, but it was for everybody. Like, I wish Casper had carried on with that trajectory, because before Beef, Casper had always thrown jabs, like Pumagimi and all of that. Casper was always throwing jabs at AKA, and he was never being really direct. But when he dropped Beef, it was really apparent that he didn't like AKA and a lot of other people who are in the game. And I remember at the time when Beef came out, guys, yo, like, SA hip hop was, yo, it was turned upside down. I remember, like, people, OGs in the game were coming out, like, trying to check Casper, putting Casper in his place. And Casper came out and apologized for the song, which I felt, for me personally, I didn't like that, because it's like, he made a power move, he did the thing, and like, he came back and he apologized and he said sorry. When he dropped Beef and the reactions that he got from Beef, you could tell that rappers in the game were low-key scared of Casper and what Casper could do. Because of that, they kinda like, made him feel bad. When really, me as a listener, I'm thinking, whoa, Casper just washed everybody. AKA had not dropped any music directly dissing Casper Nyovest. AKA had done a lot of tweeting and a lot of interviews where he spoke about it, but when I analyzed AKA's music from back then, there wasn't really anything that was directed towards Casper. AKA's approach was more like, he wanted all the smoke, he wanted the beef on and off the mic, and for him, he was doing more action off the mic, because there were two incidences specifically. There was one incident where AKA slapped Casper in a club, and there was another incident where a gun was pulled out on Casper. From all of those antics, you could tell that AKA wanted the smoke outside of the studio. He wanted the smoke. He didn't just wanna make this records, but he was willing to fight. He was willing to go all out for this beef, because I understand where AKA is coming from. Back in that time, AKA was at the top. AKA was king. And here's this kid coming up trying to challenge me. So obviously, AKA is gonna protect his territory. Obviously, AKA is gonna do whatever it takes to keep himself at the top. And I feel like at that point, Casper was really, really hot on AKA's heels, and AKA couldn't breathe because of Casper. And then AKA came out with Composure. I remember specifically the day AKA came out with Composure. I was in Cape Town. I was at work when I heard the song, and I was just blown away, because AKA had been quiet for so long, like in terms of the music side. He didn't make anything remotely directed at Casper. And then when he did Composure, it was like everything and everyone who AKA didn't really like at the time got it. And AKA's Composure became an instant classic. What I loved about Composure was the fact that AKA stood by Composure, stood by everything he said. He even went on to make a music video, like he was pushing Composure. And I feel like he used his beef against Casper and got commercial recognition and success. And I feel like after he dropped Composure, all his naysayers had nothing to say. Obviously, Casper tried to come back with Dust to Dust. For me, I feel like when Casper did Dust to Dust, he was more angry and bitter, and that's just my opinion. When I listen to Beef versus when I listen to Dust to Dust, with Beef, Casper sounds confident. He sounds like he's in his element. He sounds like he's in control. And with Dust to Dust, Casper sounds like he's bitter. Casper sounds like he's trying to expose AKA. It sounds like it's a personal attack on AKA. With Composure, it wasn't like a personal attack towards Casper in terms of like, I'm taking out your business or your files in front of everybody else. It was just a matter of me putting you in your place. So for me, in terms of this tracks for the beef, I feel like AKA took the diss track category, because Casper had so many subliminals and so many jabs. He had Beef, he had Dust to Dust and all of that. All of those songs do not outweigh Composure. Composure, till this day, people still listen to Composure. I still listen to Composure. Composure is one of those songs, like when I'm feeling down and I don't feel myself, I just listen to Composure and I feel good again. I also still listen to Beef, but till this day, I still feel like I wish Casper had stood by that song and like he had pushed that song, because of course the rap industry didn't like that song, but they didn't like that song because that song was making a statement. It was basically saying, I am king now. So the beef really did open up SA hip hop and made it bigger, and it also created a divide. There was a time where you were either AKA or Casper, and you couldn't be on both sides. If I had to pick an overall winner. It'll be hard. It'll be hard because honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I feel like there hasn't been a SA hip hop artist in South Africa who has had a blow up as big as Casper. I know Nasty's doing big things right now, but his blow up was a lot more gradual compared to Casper. Casper was basically like an instant hit. Like he came out of nowhere and he just became the biggest thing ever. So because of that, I feel like I can't take anything away from Casper. But AKA didn't fall. AKA didn't succumb. AKA only got bigger as well. As much as Casper got bigger and got more renowned because of the beef, same thing happened to AKA. But if I had to pick an overall winner between AKA and Casper, I'll definitely pick AKA. Only because AKA status didn't drop. Only because AKA came out with Composure, and up until this day, Composure is a classic. There are some things that AKA did that I personally am not a fan of, but at the end of the day, man, the music, the art, everything, it speaks for itself. I've always wondered how AKA and Casper would fare in a rap battle. I think high-key Casper could wash AKA in a rap battle, but AKA could outsell Casper in terms of commercial success. In the prime of their beef, Levels versus Refilwe, I think it's a bit obvious that Levels was the better album. Now looking at AKA and Casper post the prime of their beef, I feel like AKA and Casper genuinely don't like each other. There's a genuine dislike for each other, and that's because of all of the years of beefing. And I feel like it's actually at the point where they've gone beyond the point of return. Now it's just a matter of, okay, I don't feel you, don't feel me. We're okay in our own worlds. We don't have to, we can coexist, but we don't have to be in each other's circle type of thing. And I feel like the beef really did help both artists, and it helped SA Hip Hop even more. Sometimes I think maybe SA Hip Hop would have been bigger if AKA and Casper didn't beef, only because I feel like their combination, their collaborations would have pulled a lot of attention, and I feel like they would have been able to make bigger moves had they been working together. Imagine all of these years they've spent apart. If they'd spent all these years working together on the same team, they would have probably made SA Hip Hop even bigger than it is. But hey, that's just my opinion and what I think. It's not fact. With that said, I'ma round up this episode of the Motivational Monday. I'm rounding up also my series on rivalries. Next week is gonna be a new topic, a new perspective. I thank you for listening to me. This is the 9th episode, so that means I've been pushing for 9 weeks. It feels longer than that, actually. I'm really, really enjoying putting these Motivational Monday episodes together because they help me learn about things that I knew about in the past, but I always get more information and more details from doing the research. My name is Billy. Catch me on social media at RenownBilly, specifically on Twitter. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.